to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am good old Rob F. Switch.
This is episode 124, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this is our role-playing games number two, part two.
Right.
Episode.
It was so good that we needed to divvy it up into two parts. Why don't we do two parts for the first episode?
So it'd be role-playing games two. It's funny because this is sort of the second. This is the sequel also to the role-playing games,
right,
that we did in, you know, episode 46. So the other one would be role-playing games two. Role-playing games two. Part 1A, and then part 1B, or something.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to comment on the closing track of the last episode.
Right.
That was just so good, you know?
Mm.
I didn't get to really say that.
Okay.
I just love that elevator buildup that happened.
Right,
I'm talking about the Hyoden game. Hyoden, it was the track called Galaxy. There was this really nice elevator buildup. And it builds up, and then it has this really great sort of ending part where it goes kind of like da 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 da. That part is just really good.
Okay,
I just wanted to express how much I like that track, and I will say that track made my top three.
Okay.
So there was an error.
Duh.
In the last episode.
Brent, I've told you for the last time, we don't have room for your errors on the Legacy Music Hour.
That's right. We don't have room for errors, but I guess we do have room for your errors.
Oh, okay. What do we got this time?
So, I didn't notice this. A listener pointed this out. An anonymous listener.
Actually. Anonymous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Noticed that the track you played from Little Ninja Brothers...
Okay.
Was actually an adapted piece of music.
From what?
It's from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade.
Wow.
So Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov is actually the composer of that piece. And that is from the third movement of Scheherazade.
That is, in fact, illegal. Let me just say... I didn't have good luck with Little Ninja last week. I was going to play the one track, which we had already heard from.
Right.
And then I play this track, which is Nikolai's track.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be playing any more Little Ninja tracks. Just let it be known from this point.
Uh-huh.
No more Little Ninja tracks. And yeah, I regret the error. And if I could go back and change it, I would never play a Little Ninja track again.
Uh-huh. Well, you know... That's life.
Those are the breaks.
That's it.
Yes.
So anyway, just wanted to call attention to that.
Okay.
That was a Legacy Music Hour emergency alert.
To any, what is it, Nikolai Korsakov, you said?
Yeah. No, Rimsky-Korsakov.
Rimsky-Korsakov. To any Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov.
Rimsky-Korsakov.
To any Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov fans out there who are outraged that I played a piece of music and did not give Nikolai due credit, I apologize.
Mm-hmm. I also did make a mistake, but it's not as big a mistake as yours, though.
What is it?
I was wrong about Monster Maker 3.
Mm-hmm.
The composers on that, for some reason, I don't know why, but I kind of mentioned how, oh, these are the same exact composers as the track I played before, which was, from the Ease 5. Well, I must have just somehow mixed it up and put those same composers. Anyway, Monster Maker 3 is not all those composers I mentioned. It was, the only composer I have for it is Tease Music. And I said that it was a Falcom game. Monster Maker 3 is not a Falcom game. It is a Soffel game.
Okay.
So Soffel is the company. Tease Music is what I had for the composer. So just wanted to clear that up. Let's get to the music. How about it?
Okay.
This is episode 124, like I said, and this is, you know, on the last episode we played all new games to the podcast, never before heard titles.
Yes.
And this episode, still role-playing games, but it's stuff that we have heard from before.
Correct.
On the podcast. Just because it was so hard to balance out, oh, I want to play some new stuff or play some stuff from games we've heard.
Yes.
So now this is all stuff we heard.
I had a good time listening to these soundtracks because some of them I had not heard since the first 15 or so episodes.
Oh yeah. Okay.
There was a couple of them when I found them on our list.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to play them over again. I realized we hadn't heard from them. So it was nice to be reacquainted.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember these tracks listening the first time.
It's almost like a role-playing game where you go out on an adventure and then you come back home and things have changed.
Yes.
Or people have grown up,
right?
You know?
So you're
a bigger boy now.
I am.
Than you were when we were 15 episodes in.
Yes.
And you left a boy and came back a warrior man.
Right.
You know what I mean? You went to follow in the footsteps of your father or whatever.
Right.
And then you came back a grizzled warrior.
Mm,
you're a grizzled
like
man.
Okay, yeah. Grizzled man.
It's the cheeky men.
Right. Oh, I'm going to get things started off with a little Tokuhiko Uwabo.
Yeah, okay.
Phantasy Star 2.
Okay.
Sega Genesis. There's a few tracks here. I think I'm going to go with Mystery.
All right.
Here we go. A little mystery for you, Phantasy Star 2. Tokuhiko Uwabo.
Bo.
Uwabo.
His nickname is Bo. Yeah, this is good. I like that. I like that part kind of near the end.
Turn up.
Right here. Yeah. This is good right here.
The drums right before that. That was hot.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. On this morning, this daylight savings morning, I need that. I mean, this hour thing, screw me. What time is it right now? 4 a.m? Screw me up, man.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to tell you what time it is. It's a mystery.
Oh.
Well, you know, you just drew from a game that, you know, we heard kind of very early on in the lifespan of this podcast or whatever.
Yes.
You want to call it the lifespan. Very early on in the health meter of this, I don't know.
I think when our magic points were very low.
Yeah.
Right?
Experience points. Yeah. So, but the track I'm going to play from now is from a game that we first heard on the podcast pretty recently, actually.
Okay. Wait, so, does that mean we could have picked from tracks we heard on the last episode?
I think everything leading up to that
up
last
to the last
episode. I think
episode.
So, yeah.
Okay, because I would have called you on that one.
Yeah, no, I thought about that myself.
Okay.
But I think that it was, we should, you know, exclude that last episode, yeah.
Okay.
But this is pretty recent, though. I think we heard this on episode 115, so pretty, you know, about 9 episodes ago.
Yes.
Mountains episode. This is from Dark Law, Meaning of Death. And the composers on this are Satoshi Nagano and Michihiko Shichi. This is a Super Famicom game, and we're going to hear A Death Occurs. And again, this is from Dark Law, Meaning of Death. We'll be right back. dark law, meaning of death. This is from composers Satoshi Nagano and Michihiko Chichi. This is called A Death Occurs. I like this part coming up here. I like how they use a sort of PSG sound, sort of like a sort of Famicom PSG right. sound in a Super Famicom track, you know? I like this part right here. With those cascades there.
Mm.
Classic move right there.
I will be moving on to the TurboGrafx 16, Newtopia.
Right, now Newtopia, this could be not considered a role-playing game, because it's basically like a Zelda-type game.
No, it's exactly a clone of Zelda. That's right. What it's been touted as.
Right.
It's an action RPG.
Well, define it as that. They might just call it action adventure, you know?
Okay.
But it's kind of a blurry line if Zelda's an action RPG or not.
Sure, know? Sure.
And I'd say...
I think this one makes the cut.
Well, sure. For the sake of this episode,
yes.
We'll make it make the cut.
Right.
Yeah.
Tomatsune Maeno is the composer.
Real quick, what do the listeners think, too? Write in. The users. What do the users think?
Right.
Write in and tell us if you think Zelda... is a role-playing game, or an action role-playing game.
Okay.
Or not.
All right, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, here's a track for your ears. Utopia.
I like the end part a lot.
It really comes hard at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I remember good.
Want to hit that one more time?
The end?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good ending there.
Yeah. I'm happy I was able to get a TG-16 track for this episode.
Sure, sure, yeah, yeah.
Although maybe the users might have something else to say.
Yeah, well, you mean that it's not a...
RPG.
Yeah.
But I think...
I mean, if one considers Zelda to be an action role-playing game...
Right.
Then Newtopia is one as well.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see what the users say.
All right.
It's up to the users.
I am confident that the users will see it my way.
We'll see. Me, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I stand on that. Actually, you know.
Okay.
Because I don't know. You know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to categorize Zelda if that counts. You know, if that counts as a role playing game or not. I guess I would say no if I was going to make a decision. I would say Zelda's not a role playing game. But I don't know. You know, it's very similar to Secret of Mana in a way. You know. I guess there's just more action. There's less statistics and stuff. But there is. I mean, you definitely have to level up in Zelda. You know,
sure.
I don't know. All right. I guess you don't have to level up that much. It's not like there's no... There's no grinding, as I recall. Well, I guess there... Anyway, all right. So, all right, Ogre Battle.
Ogre Battle.
Ogre Battle for the Super... Actually, no, you know what? This came out on Super Nintendo as well. So, Ogre Battle, The March of the Black Queen. So, this... A few composers worked on this, but the track we're going to hear is by Hitoshi Sakamoto.
Yes.
Who's one of my favorite composers. He's so good. And his tracks in this game are just really amazing. And we're going to hear the track called Thunder. Some music from Hitoshi Sakamoto. This is Thunder from Ogre Battle, The March of the Black Queen. Of the Black Queen for the Super Nintendo, music by Hitoshi Sakamoto. This is Thunder.
Yes, I guess you could say it's from Down Under if it's the ogre battle.
Mm-hmm. This is just it's such a well-composed piece. I mean, just, you know, the drums are so good. Oh, I love this right here. Watch this. This too. It's almost some John Williams style stuff.
Oh, right there, okay. Yeah, almost, you're right. You
know? It's just, this is just such a good piece. The drums sound really good. It's just everything. He's really good at details, you know? I like this melody a lot too. I mean, it actually does kind of sound like Back to the Future a little bit, kind of.
Phantasy Star 4, Sega Genesis. Composer, Brent, do you know who it is?
Phantasy Star 4?
Yes.
Hmm. It's not Tokihiko Iwabo.
No.
Do you think I would know this?
I think your knowledge at this point is vast enough that you might be able to pull it off. Maybe not.
I don't know. Phantasy Star 4, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you.
M. Gaki-chan Nakagaki.
Nah, wouldn't have got okay. That one for you, no.
Okay. Terrible Sight is the name of the track. We'll be right back. terrible sight. Phantasy Star 4.
The End of the Millennium. That's the subtitle to the...
Phantasy Star 4.
The End of the Millennium. And also, the composers actually... I think there's two, actually. And they are Izuho Takeuchi, and then also the composer you mentioned, whose full name is Yoshimi Nakagaki.
Gaki-chan was an alias.
Yeah.
I should play this game someday, but I just don't think I could get invested in it. So any role-playing game...
I think it's an action role-playing game, though, I think.
Any role-playing game, it's an investment of a lot of time.
Yeah. It's like getting into a good book.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep it going with Hitoshi Sakamoto, because he's just so good.
All right.
Here's a track from... Horai High School, which is such a, I mean, I forgot, I, you know, it was a little, when I was listening to this, I forgot how good the soundtrack is. It really makes me feel like Hitoshi Sakamoto is just a genius, you know?
Okay.
He's just so good. He's the best, you know? The full title of this game is Horai Gakuen Noboken, The Adventures of Horai High School. And, this is just some really good Hitoshi Sakamoto work. I don't know if I should play the title theme or opening and ending. I think I'm going to go with opening and ending. This is opening and ending from Adventures of Horai High School, Horai Gakuen Noboken, music by Hitoshi Sakamoto.
I like that part.
This one?
Na, 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 na.
This one?
Ah, that's beautiful. I guess right there. Uh-huh. I'm pointing at my chest.
I mean, this guy is just so good. Hitoshi Sakamoto is the best, I think, you know? Anyway, he's just so good. I think he's just so good. He's, like, seriously one of my favorite composers.
Masahiko Yoshimura. Composed Shining in the Darkness.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we will be hearing from next. Oh, it's almost appropriate, you know, it being today. God's Baptism is the name of the track.
A lot of dark titles.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, The March of the Black Queen, dark law, meaning of death, you know, shining in the darkness.
Terrible sight.
Terrible sight.
And now, God's baptism. I was trying to do something. Hold on. God's baptism.
So, what a weird, what an interesting title for this, you know, this track.
Yeah.
God's baptism.
Hey, man.
Interesting track.
Experimental.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
I get this melody that's happening through it's on, what do you call it? I forget what it's called when it's that symbol. It's it goes backwards instead of you hit the symbol sound. It goes backwards.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, backwards symbol.
No. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's the sound. It's that sound instead of a symbol being played really loud. It's almost as if it's being sucked in.
Right. I know what you mean.
No, you don't.
I do know what you mean. I do.
There's a term for that.
Reverse.
It's happening all in this track.
Right. It's an interesting track. Moryo Senki Madara 2. Of course, I had to play something from this game, you know. This is okay. Such a killer soundtrack, and it is a role-playing game for the Super Famicom. So I guess I'm going to play several composers work on this. The track we're going to hear is by Aki Hata. And, you know, you talked about Terrible Sight, your track was Terrible Sight earlier.
Right.
My track here is called Infant Terrible Rabbit. So again, another kind of dark title.
Yes.
Infant Terrible Rabbit from Moryo Senki Madara 2 for the Super Famicom. Moryo Senki Madara 2 for the Super Famicom. This is music by Aki Hata, and this is called Infant Terrible Rabbit.
Okay.
You kind of were smiling during that part of it.
It just goes in so many different directions, and to me, it sounds like there's so many different styles.
Uh huh.
And here you got the violin, and then you got that conga drum, and then now you got this kind of castle music.
It is an interesting piece. It's a little weird.
Suspense, it's thriller weird. Music going on right there. Tenchi Sozu.
Uh-huh.
What do you know about this?
This is a very good soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Super Famicom.
I think it's great.
Okay. The composers are Miyoko Kobayashi and Masanori Hikichi.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to keep the theme going. Dark Side Field.
I picked this track also.
Terra Enigma, please. I think I said that joke when...
Yeah, Tenchi Sozo, that's the Terra Enigma is the European title of this game. It wasn't released in North America. But yeah, I did pick this track as well. It's a very good track, and I think it's neat that from all the different tracks we could have picked from.
Right.
You know what I mean? All the role-playing games we played on the show before.
Yeah.
And all the tracks we could have picked from, we both picked the same track.
It's the Chicky Chicky Double Dragon Boys Link.
But in a darkness link, too.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. A little bit. We both went to our dark place.
Yeah. Now, you listed both composers. This particular track is actually by Miyoko Kobayashi, this one.
Dark Side Field, coming at you. Wow. Huh. Dark Side Field. Tenchi Sozo.
Very good track. Very good track.
Oh, sweep it.
Listen to the bass, too. The bass is all like, sounds like an electric bass, even though it's like an orchestral piece, you know?
Right.
It's almost got that Jaco Pastorius sound, you know? The bass. This part's really good right here. I love this last one right here. This is like... This is good. It's really good, you know? It's got really good instrumentation, too. I just like how there's the trumpets that kind of come in, and then the strings part on the last part, you know?
Yeah, this trumpet's almost a Spanish trumpet.
This one?
The one part. Not, this is not really Spanish. But. Here it comes. Here it comes. There it is. Olay.
Right. And then the string. This is the string. This is when the strings kind of take their part. And, yeah, just really good. And then they got the harp, you know, the harp arpeggios and stuff. Yeah. It's very good. Very good track.
Hey, nice job, us.
It's very good. Dragon Quest VI. That's what we'll be hearing from next. We haven't heard from Koichi Sugiyama in a while. Okay. And so this is a piece by him. This is a Super Famicom release. And we're going to hear Through the Fields. And this track, I like this track a lot. And it also kind of really reminds me of Kate Bush a little bit. And particularly a song called Babushka by Kate Bush.
Okay.
And I really like Kate Bush a lot too, actually. But anyway, this is Through the Fields from Dragon Quest VI for the Super Famicom. From Dragon Quest VI, music composed by Koichi Sugiyama. This is Through the Fields. And it's really nice. I like this right here. It's kind of a call and response situation. Beginning part is what reminds me of Kate Bush right here. This part right here. That part really sounds like Babushka to me. Anyway.
Okay.
This is just really good. Just really good right there.
Live Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Super Famicom.
Yes.
And of course, this is by
Street Fighter 2.
Yoko Shimomura. And I will be playing the sound of Shinobi. Alive. Sound of Shinobi from Yoko Shimomura. And what piece of music does that remind you of? No doubt.
Chun-Li.
Straight up.
Totally, right?
I liked hearing that influence.
Right, right.
What came first?
The chicken or the egg?
The Chun-Li or the Shinobi?
It was Chun-Li who came first. Chun-Li. The Chun-Li or the egg?
Right.
The Chun-Li or the Shinobi?
Chun-Li or the Shinobi, yeah.
It was Chun-Li.
The Chun-Li or the
Chun-Li did come first, though.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe Yoko Shimomura had the idea for, Before Chun-Li, for Shinobi, I don't know.
I wonder how much of going back to the first 10 episodes, I hear the Street Fighter influence in every piece of music.
Right, but this is true.
This is straight up. This is legit. It can be. Yeah. You can really say that there is a strong influence.
Yeah. I'm going to move on to another Ogre game. Okay. Tactics Ogre. Let Us Cling Together for the Super Famicom. So this was a Japanese only release for the Super Famicom, but it did come out in North America on the PlayStation.
Okay.
And again, this is the master, Hitoshi Sakamoto, making his third appearance on this episode. He's the best. He's so good. And we're going to hear Reminiscence. And this track just sounds so cinematic. It's really well orchestrated. And it's really good. Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together. This is Reminiscence from Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together, music by Hitoshi Sakamoto. And like I said, it sounds like a movie, you know?
Mm.
Especially this part. It's just this part that comes up here. Right here. This is so much like a movie right here. You know, it almost sounds like kind of the climax of an important movie. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Right. I love this part right here. Coming up. Just like how that's orchestrated. You know, there's these strings, and then the brass comes in right there for this really big, full sound, you know? It's great. It's great, I think.
East 3, Wonder from East. Last week we heard from East 5, but I told you, he's not 5.
Right.
He's 3.
He's 3.
Sega Genesis, and the composer is the Sound Team JDK. I will be playing Winged Boy. and boy, these three.
This is good. It's really good. And I think the actual composer on this is actually Mieko Ishikawa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that part of the sound team, JDK?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That second half.
I love the second half.
Wow.
That's the part. Wow, that's where it really gets into it.
This whole soundtrack is fantastic. Mm. It really makes me want to sample this game for Genesis because it's a strong soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Very strong.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we should wait till we get to that part again, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Although, you know, at that the very beginning of the song, I think you can only hear it if you start it over, but don't worry about that. Straight up Street Fighter 2.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter 2, no doubt.
Uh-huh.
It is a lot. The Street Fighter 2 influence is alive and well.
Uh-huh. Up right here, actually. I like that right there. Just a lot going on here. It's good, though. I just really like these, you know, arpeggios happening in the back and around. It's good.
Can you just hit the beginning of that? What is that? Come on. Come on. You know what that is.
I don't know. What is it?
One more time.
What is that?
One last time, and I'm going to say it as it's playing. All right. Hold on. Do it again.
Oh, sorry.
Here comes a new challenger. Am I right?
I kind of thought that too, but a little bit.
Yeah. Not a little bit. A lot bit. A lot bit. Brian.
A lot bit.
A lot bit.
8-bit. All right. All right. Up next, we're going to hear from Last Bible 3.
Okay.
And this is music by Hiroyuki Yanada, and you know, this is a Super Famicom release, Japanese only. I have to say, this is such an underrated soundtrack. There's so many good tracks in the soundtrack, and it's also really a unique soundtrack. There's just, I've never really heard any other game soundtrack like it. It just has a really unique sound. It has this sort of, I mean, it reminds me of sort of the late 90s kind of British pop kind of rock music,
yeah.
You know, and or something like that, and some of it does, at least, and it just has a unique sound. It's just very unique. Excuse me. So anyway, Last Bible 3, we're gonna hear the track Val Ship, and I think you're gonna really like this track.
Okay.
It's very smooth.
Oh,
it's a smooth one.
All right.
And so Last Bible 3, music by Hiroyuki Yanada. Thank you. This is Last Bible 3 for the Super Famicom. This is called Valship, music by Hiroyuki Yanada. Yeah.
Let me just say, you were right on the money. I love this track.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth, huh?
Sexy. You should have saved this for the Valentine's episode next year.
Right. I'm not going to wait a whole year, yeah. Actually, I like the beginning, though. Check out the beginning. It's like this. The drums are not in yet, you know? But I like how the drums kick in, though. So the drums are there, but then they do. There's this little drum fill that's really cool. I think it comes in right here. I think it's just a cool drum fill there, you know?
Nice.
But it's nice and smooth, and then there's that saxophone section, you know, that comes in this sort of second half, you know. But yeah, this is like a harmonica right here, or something, you know.
Yeah. Right? Great Greed. Game Boy. I'm hitting you with the Game Boy track now. We've heard from this before. The composer is unknown. It's a great track nonetheless.
Great track, Great Greed.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Greed. Game Boy. Unknown.
So, yeah.
It's an interesting twist at the very end.
Yeah.
Didn't see that one coming.
Right, no, it really changed it up at the end there.
Yeah. It starts off really slow here, and then before you know it, you've got a little jig going on.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to move on to Tenshi Sozo. Back to Tenshi Sozo. You know, you played a track.
Yes.
Which I picked. I'd picked. That was my choice from Tenshi Sozo. But I'm going to play an alternate track that I had picked out from that game. And this one's called Sanctuary. And this one, I don't know, between the two composers that worked on this game, I don't know who did this one. But it's the composers are Miyoko Kobayashi and Masanori Hikichi. Again, this is a Super Famicom game, but it was released in Europe as Terranigma. This is Sanctuary. This is music from Tenshi Sozo, music by Miyoko Kobayashi and Masanori Hikichi. This is Sanctuary.
Yes.
So that almost brings us to the end of our two-part role-playing game episode. For a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And you can comment there, and you can also email us if you'd like to at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
You can always call us or send a text 281-SONIC-91. Operators standing by.
I guess it's nice that we ended up here in the sanctuary, you know? I mean, after all that darkness, you know?
We were so sad in the last episode.
Yeah.
And we're so looking forward to this episode, which turned out to be so dark.
Right. It's funny because I thought it was going to be a happier episode.
I'm happy that we're ending on a little sanctuary.
Right. Because we got through all the darkness.
Yes.
Well, we're not quite done yet. You know, it could end. Well, we're not sure how it'll end, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you'd like to vote on your favorite tracks, your three favorite tracks, you can send an email to legacymusichour.com with 124 poll in the subject, and you can list your top three favorite tracks, and then we'll tally it up, and you got to get them in by the Tuesday following the release of this episode at 11:59 p.m., and we'll post the winning tracks on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And also, I thought it would be kind of neat, actually, if I mean, you don't have whatever on this, but a separate poll. I wonder, between the two episodes, if you just thought of this as one episode altogether, because it's a two-part episode, what your favorite top three tracks were from both episodes. You know what I mean? Is that getting too complicated?
I think it's a little complicated.
Yeah,
but
probably too complicated. But I guess I'm just kind of curious about if the tracks from all the new games would top out, outdo the game from the games we've heard.
Right.
But then again, I suppose we've already played the best stuff from. If these are games we've heard from already, it's like we've already picked some of the top tracks from those games.
Yeah.
I don't know, and so maybe the new ones would beat them out. Anyway, Forget what I'm saying, actually. This is just something to think about.
Okay.
But just only pick your top three out of this episode. But all right. And so next week, we're going to do Gundam games, I guess.
Gundam games.
And by the way, for those of you who are really in the role-playing game stuff, well, this isn't exactly pertaining to role-playing games, but we will have a town episode in a little bit. Which, you know, a lot of games have town music, but also, I mean, a lot of role-playing games have town music, but also non-role-playing games have town music as well, so.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. But Gundam Wing will be, or I'm sorry, Gundam Games will be next, next episode. Okay. So we're ending here, you know, on Sanctuary, but, and by the way, when you vote for tracks, you can vote for the closing track as well. That counts. So, here is, to close with, I wasn't sure if we should do, Lufia 2, Rise of the Sinistrals, Watchtowers of the Seal, that's the track from Lufia 2, or Shining Force Gaiden, Final Conflict, Victory Road. And I'm, well, what do you think? You know, we ended up in the Sanctuary after all this darkness.
Yes.
And I'm kind of thinking, Watchtowers of the Seal, that sounds kind of dark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Watchtowers of the Seal. We can end on a triumphant note, but with Victory Road.
I like Victory Road.
Victory Road, it is. Plus, this is a Game Gear game also, so that kind of puts Game Gear in the mix also.
Oh, right,
because,
yeah.
We've had, you know, Super Nintendo, Genesis, TurboGrafx 16, Game Boy, and Game Gear. We're kind of covering, well, most of our bases there. Yeah?
Exactly.
So, all right, let's do that. So we're going to end with Shining Force Final Conflict. I mean, Shining Force Gaiden Final Conflict. This is a Game Gear Japan-only release. And this is music by another master composer, Motoaki Takenouchi. And this is Victory Road to close out our role-playing game, two-part episode. And that's it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. The Switch.
It's the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.